Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
My Seven Chakras, episode 48.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us the most.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's going on, Action Takers? AJ here, and I am grateful that I have another day alive to connect with you and to bring you some inspirational content, advice, and insights that will empower you. Now, as you know, we have created a new space for the listeners of My Seven Chakras to hang out, share ideas, thoughts, and experiences that will enable us to co-create. That's right. We've recently started a Facebook group, and this is your invitation to join us. How do you do that? It's simple. Go to Facebook and search for My Seven Chakras group and just click join. That's all. Moving on. Today, I am electrified to bring you our featured guest, Cindy Sharp. Cindy, are you ready to inspire?
I'm ready to inspire and ready to show love to everybody that's listening.
Awesome. So Cindy's 20-year experience in the corporate world as a sales professional, sales trainer, sales coach, and AVP with JP Morgan Chase made one thing clearly evident, that helping others grow their business was a gift she was born with. Ask her about spirit. So Cindy, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I am a spiritual business coach, and I've been very blessed to be able to go through lots of challenges in life, which has brought me to a place where I was received what I'd like to call a calling that basically said, you know, here is what it is that you're supposed to be doing. So what I do is I help spiritual entrepreneurs to heal their business so they can create what I love to call raving, loving fans. And what that means is that they can truly heal themselves, heal their business, and heal the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot for that awesome introduction. And finding your life's calling or your true purpose is one of our favorite topics, which we are definitely going to get to in a while. But before that, we normally begin our show with an inspirational quote to get us into a space of learning and wisdom. So Cindy, what is your favorite inspirational quote? And give us one example of how you apply this quote to your everyday life.
My favorite quote definitely is a quote that almost everybody has heard, but it's so beautiful to repeat, and that is by Marianne Williamson, and it's, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us the most. And I think that in you know, this human experience that a lot of times we get very much so kind of pulled into this energy that's a little bit of this lower energy, and that we don't allow ourselves really that time to know the light that we have within us and to let it shine. And that when we do start to do that, there are sometimes some personal judgment, or maybe there's outside judgments. And that because of that, we don't completely 100% just melt into this beautiful light that we have to share here with the world, and the beautiful healing that we have, each of us, each one of us. So that's definitely my favorite quote, and it definitely is something that I have had to call myself to be able to allow myself to expand more in the light and expand myself and know just what a beautiful being I am personally.
Mm-hmm. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. That's so profound.
Yes.
Sometimes we get pulled into a lower or negative energy that is around us. We look around, but we don't take enough time to look within, to look at the light within, to look, as you mentioned, at the healing power within. Maybe because we are afraid of finding something that we don't really want to see, or we don't know what to expect.
Yeah, I'm not sure that if it is the fear of finding something we don't want to see, or just the fear of owning and loving our own power. And I think mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes here, you know, in this earthly experience, as I said, as humans, we're kind of told what are the things we need to change or the things we need to do different without really sitting in that essence of we're already perfect just the way we are, and we already are a huge, big, shining light. So it's a little bit of conditioning, and I think we have to recondition ourselves to the light and the power versus the condition of the other things that have gone on within our life.
Beautiful. So there you go, listeners. Take some time in a day to see where you're at, to be mindful of what's going on within your body, and take a moment to thank yourself, because you are at the right place at the right time. And all the actions that you have done in the past, the people that you've met, the things that you did have brought you to where you are today. And I'm grateful that you are taking your time to listen to this episode in the first place today. So thanks a lot. Now, Cindy, you're a spiritual business coach, and you help those who are spiritually gifted and want to use those gifts to help others by starting a conscious business. Now, that can be quite a leap to make. What are some of the struggles that people face when trying to make or trying to start a conscious business after recognizing their spiritual gifts?
There's really a couple of very clear struggles that are really the first steps mm-hmm. to take as somebody that's being called. And, you know, many of us are being called at this moment. Many of us are getting that little nudge and that little tap. Mm-hmm. And so the first one is to really honor your gift. And that is really to step into it and realize that there's one beautiful, perfect love drop that has been dropped on you. And that is your healing of others and your healing of the world. And that you, and only you, got that beautiful love drop. And to be able to embrace the energy and the love of that drop, or that gift that you have been given by the universe. So that would be the first place. And then the second place is to be able to realize that as a spiritual being in this human experience, that there's a very fine line between spirit and business, and that we have to walk both those lines, or both, we have to walk that fine line between both those worlds to be able to create a business with prosperity, and to create as many people, fans as I love to call them, that we can heal. So sometimes as a spiritual being, we have a tendency a little bit to, you know, what I like to call get a little woo-woo, and our energy gets a little out there, but sometimes we have to get ourselves very grounded here on earth and blend both those energies to be successful.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that a person has to, or has to at least make an attempt to listen to that inner voice, that intuition that says, you know what, you should honor your gift, because many people might not have received that love drop
right
that you have chosen to, you know, obtain or to receive. So you spoke about spirit. Who or what is spirit? What is your definition of spirit?
You know, that's a very beautiful question, because I think that we all have a different path and we all have a different walk to what it is. And I think honoring that in others is a very important thing. For me, it's just the love of divine, which is the love of all energy that is here in ourselves, here in the world, and here in the universe, that is for a beautiful, loving, divine purpose. You know, it's more of a loving of the energy and loving of the divine in all of us and in everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that once a person has recognized his or her love drop and knows that he or she is special and the gift is not just for oneself, but also to help people around them. After that recognition, what is it one step as a spirit-filled business owner that everyone must do?
I would say that the very first step and the very most important step after you've honored your gift and you've walked into that role is to realize that starting a business and owning a business has all sorts of different aspects to it, all sorts of different things that are come about, and to be ready for the struggles and ready for the highs, because you're going to get both. That, you know, it's this up and down roller coaster when you very first start out, and to set clear expectations with the universe that you're ready, and at the very same time, set clear expectations with yourself that when something comes up that just maybe not doesn't go the way you thought, or it didn't go as fast as you thought it would, is to know that there's divine timing and everything's perfectly okay, and that you're in the right place, and just stay moving forward in the flow of that loving energy that's pulling you forward to do your healing practice.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that. I think life is all about not just highs, but struggles as well. Because at the end of the day, having just highs would be pretty boring. And it's a strong person from within who knows how to not be afraid of the waves, but to take out the surfboard and just ride the waves. So thanks a lot for sharing. Now, somewhere on your website, you speak about the three systems that really intrigued me. The three systems that can help spiritual business owners not just attract clients, but create raving fans. And I feel that this advice would be valuable to business owners in other fields too. So do you mind sharing these three systems?
Oh, no, I absolutely would love to, because it is kind of the basis of some of what I teach. Mm-hmm. When I'm working with spiritual entrepreneurs one-on-one or in my workshops or my online classes. And that is the fact that there are three systems that all businesses need, but even more importantly, spiritual businesses need. And they need a very clear system. And the reason the word system, let me just say a little bit about that, is because as a spiritual entrepreneur, and because we do live in a little bit more of a spiritual world, which we may not be quite as grounded, it's just part of the beautiful beings that we are, having systems in your business is the biggest key and the most important thing to make sure that you're consistently creating clients and you're consistently getting them to come back. So the three systems are to have a system that you can pull clients to you in a loving way, find out what's authentic for you and what works for you. Have a system that while your client is with you, that in a spiritual way, you're wowing them. So while they're with you, they feel heard, they feel loved, and they know that they're in the right spot. And then the last system is a system we often forget, and that system is a system that pulls clients back and lets them know that you have not forgotten them. And that would be some type of a follow-up system or something to let your clients just know that, you know, I'm still here. I'm still ready to give you more healing and more love. And because we have a tendency to live in a world where there's so much stuff going on that we sometimes forget. So this is just a way to make sure that they don't forget you and you create a radiant, loving fan that way.
Mm-hmm. I love how you put it. It's so beautiful. As entrepreneurs or spiritual business owners, we are deeply in touch with the right side of our brain, which is all about creativity, intuition, connection, and, you know, beauty and art in all ways and forms. But systems, which sort of represent the left side of the brain,
right,
that is the biggest key, because at the end of the day, you have a lot of gifts, you have something to share, but it's important to pull those clients to your way in a loving way, so that they know of the gifts that you have, why you're unique and why you can help them change. And once they are with you, you're not just serving them. You're not just offering what you said you would, but you're exceeding their expectations. You're wowing them and you're creating that special connection, special tie and the special bond with them. And once it's done, once the service is done, or once they're happy, you're not just forgetting them, you're attracting them once again, because as in business, as in life, it's easier to attract those people who you already share some sort of a relationship with. They know you, they like you, they trust you, as opposed to building that connection with somebody from the start, somebody new.
Yeah.
So that's wonderfully put. Thanks a lot for sharing. Now, all of us want to get into a condition of peak health and wellness, but getting to that peak might take some time and effort, and it's usually one step that is really important. And that's why at this point our guests share one health tip that our listeners can try out immediately. So what is it, one tip that you can share with our audience?
There's so many different things health-wise. And as you know, we get so many things that come at us, nowadays technology-wise, of all the different things you should do health-wise. And I think it's really important within this that I have found what works for me. And I always suggest, find that perfect thing for you. For me, it's absolutely is meditation. And that is the difference between sometimes a super duper happy day or a just, A-OK day. It's really connecting into my source and allowing myself to disconnect from everything and allowing myself just to be and just to feel love and, be with the divine spirit. And a meditation is definitely my number one thing for me personally.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing. I think meditation is so powerful, and whether it's just 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe 45 minutes as well, you need to do what is comfortable for you. And like you sort of suggested, everyone might have their own way of sort of connecting with themselves once again. So for me, it's not just meditation, but for me, it's yoga. For example, yesterday I was working a lot. I was on the computer, and because there had to be some emails sent and received and some work to be done, I ended up working a little bit extra. And at that point, my body told me, AJ, you need to do a yoga session in some time, in 15 minutes from now. And I listen to my body. And that's what I've been doing a lot these days. I think it's important to listen to your body and to listen within. And as soon as I did that yoga session, I could feel that magnificence. I could feel myself healing once again, mind, body, and spirit. Not just body, but mind, body, and spirit. So thanks a lot for sharing that wonderful tip of meditation with us.
Yes, and I absolutely have to just really quickly say listening to your body is very important. So I certainly agree with that.
Now, Olympic gold winner Nadia Comaneci once said that, "I don't run away from a challenge because I'm afraid. Instead, I run toward it because the only way to escape fear is to trample it beneath your foot." As you probably might have guessed, during this round, our guests talk about moments when they faced a major challenge. So, Cindy, take us back to a time when you faced a major challenge. What was your initial reaction to this challenge? And then, how did you overcome it?
I do definitely believe that the most successful people in life are the people that can heal challenges and move through them or pass them quickly. So this is a beautiful question. I've had a very fractured life and many challenges. I was born with a birth defect that is very rare called Pullen syndrome, and it would be called a congenital radical mastectomy or being born with one breast. That's definitely a large challenge for a young woman to grow up. But coupled with that, my parents abandoned me. I went to a children's receiving home. My grandmother raised me and died at 17. And at 17, I was homeless and on the streets. And through those experiences created this very fractured sense of self and who I am. And I've always been a person, though, that got up and moved through the challenges. Now, I'm not going to say that I didn't wallow. I'm not going to say I haven't struggled. But the biggest thing in life that I've known for sure is the most important for me personally and many people that I coach and that I help with their healing business is that acceptance of our own self-love and to loving ourselves through everything and through anything, and the knowing that sometimes a little bit of fracture it's really us just needing to get out the super glue and super glue ourselves back together and keep moving.
Mm-hmm. So looking back now, if you had to just summarize in one sentence, one major life lesson that our listeners can take away from your story, what would that be?
The major life lesson is to accept yourself wholeheartedly for exactly who you are, that you are a perfect divine being, and there isn't one drop of you that isn't perfect. Doesn't matter how you look on the outside, and it really doesn't matter how you feel on the inside, as long as you can shift yourself to that space where you have that self-love.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing this inspiring story with us. I know it's not easy to go back to a moment of challenge, but it just shows that fear is there to keep you within your comfort zone. But once you push through, that's where the real growth lies. And as we move towards our goals, as we take action, we might sometimes feel as if we are just a single drop within the ocean. But remember, each one of you is not a drop within the ocean. You are the ocean within a drop.
Beautiful.
So thanks for sharing. Now, world famous anthropologist Margaret Mead once said, "A small group of thoughtful people could change the world." Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. So Cindy, have you found your life's purpose? If yes, what is your purpose?
I've actually absolutely have found my life purpose. And after being in the corporate world for years and years as a corporate salesperson and sales manager and helping people build their business, I went through a large struggle later in life in 2011 where I had a stroke, which was what I like to call my stroke of light. And I had been getting the tap and I had been getting the nudge and I needed a brick on the side of my head to really wake up, you know, so to speak, and realize that, you know, all these beautiful things that I learned, I could help heal the world one person at a time if I could help entrepreneurs to heal their business. And unfortunately, you know, it was a struggle in my life that it took me to know that this is my gift and to know that this is what my calling is. But I'm very glad that I heeded the call and that I'm walking on the path to doing exactly just that.
Mm-hmm. So based on what you said, is there a particular moment back in time beyond which you were pretty confident that this is what you were meant to do?
I'd say the particular moment was when I was struggling to try to find my self after having this health crisis. And I really had to learn everything all over. And in that, I knew I didn't want to go back still doing the same sales type training and so on and so forth job that I was doing before. And within that, there was this kind of, I don't know, I just want to call it a strike of light that said, you know, you can take that beautiful thing that you know and you can make it more spiritual. And it was just a moment like a flash. It was a flash. That's why I call it my stroke of light, because it came out of that experience.
Mm-hmm. So you said in 2011 you had a stroke, but in this scenario, in this situation, a lot of people would have, you know, looked at it as a negative situation, but you called it the stroke of light. Is that correct?
Yes, 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 yes.
That's wonderful, because it sort of reminds me that a lot of things might happen to us, maybe within ourselves or externally, but it's not about what happens to you, but it's how you perceive it, what story you create out of it, and how that story can inspire not only you, but it can inspire the people around you as well. So thanks a lot for sharing.
You're welcome.
And with that, we have now finally arrived at my favorite round, the wisdom round. Four short questions that need four short but action-packed responses. So are you ready?
Yes.
Awesome. What is the best advice you have ever received?
When I was going to church in the morning as a child, my grandmother and I would sing this song, "Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. The world is here to greet me. Everything is going my way." And I got the best advice out of that moment. It wasn't direct advice, but it was definitely advice.
Mm-hmm. What is that one personal habit that contributes to your well-being?
I think my best personal habit that constitutes to my well-being is a morning gratitude writing that I do. And I write all the things that I'm grateful for. And it just sets my day in a beautiful motion.
Mm-hmm. And that beautifully transitions into the next question that I have is, what is your morning ritual?
Well, one of them is doing that beautiful gratitude writing. The second one is doing a morning meditation, trying to do some type of body movement, and then having a just a quiet divine time where I just make sure that everything's disconnected before I take my next step in my day.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cindy, I know that you love reading books, but out of all those books, if you had to choose just one, what is it, one book that has made a significant impact on your life?
The book that's made the biggest significant impact on my life is A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And the reason is because I was literally down on my knees as a single mom, and my father had just passed away, and I was looking for something, and that was divinely put in my hands and made a huge impact on my life and big changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot for sharing. Action Takers, the links and insights are available in the show notes. So, Cindy, it was so great having you as our featured guest on My Seven Chakras today. Before you go, tell us one thing that you're really grateful for. Tell us the best way we can find you, and then we say goodbye.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I'm grateful for today is spending this beautiful 30 minutes with you, and I thank you so very, very much for that. And to reach me, the best place is sharpeningyourspirit.com. You can get a free book there if you'd like to go. And then you can also find me on Learn It Live. I teach some beautiful spiritual classes there for spiritual entrepreneurs.
Well, thanks a lot for sharing. I'm sure our listeners would love to read the book that you so kindly are sharing with them. Now, listeners, what we discussed right now was just, like I say, the tip of the iceberg, and I'm sure there is many more things that you can learn in terms of, one, identifying what your love drop is, and then what actions specifically you can take towards becoming that conscious business owner so that you can use your skills, use your gift to help people around the globe. And if you want to learn more, then go to sharpeningyourspirit.com and you will get to know more. And you can contact Cindy as well. So Cindy, thank you so much for inspiring us today, sharing your wisdom, and taking us one more step closer to a human revolution.
Thank you, and love to all.
You are listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.